stuff comes in a little packet.
Yeast? Well, that's for making yeast bread, yeah.
What are the inside parts of an egg?
Well, it's the white and the yolk. I would call it pizza. The white and the yolk.
What color is the yolk?
Yellow.
And what do you call eggs cooked in hot water?
Boiled.
What about if you break it first and
rough poached?
It? Poached. You mentioned turnip greens. Does you put some kind of meat in the turnip greens?
Well, that's something we'll tell you about. Don't never cook turnip greens unless you've got, we used to call it bacon, regular white bacon, but some people call it salt pork. But now, salt pork is going so high, we can't afford that. My wife gets what she calls fat bank. Catch that on sale occasionally, and she'll buy, I'll buy 10 pounds, something like that, and put it in the freezer. We've got 3 drain refrigerators here in the freezer. And keep it like that, because that's the only thing in the world that you can season vegetables with. For me, it tastes good. I don't care for ham or bacon or breakfast bacon or smoked bacon or any other thing but of a white salt pork. That's all I like. It gives it a different flavor altogether.
So white bacon and salt pork is the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
How is that different from fat back?
Fat back ain't a thing in the world, but the fat off the middlings, it's in the form of a bacon. You slice it just like you do bacon. My wife slices it off and fries it and gets the fat out of it, the render, you want to say. Then she takes the meat out and puts it aside and takes this fat to season the vegetables with, any vegetables.
What do you call the outside of bacon that you have to cut away?
Well, the correct name is rind, R-I-N-D, rind. But I used to call it the bacon skin.
The skin?
But it's rind is the correct name, I think.
And what do you call it when this, when you first take the bacon off the hog, what do you call that amount?
When you take the bacon off of the hogs?
When you first... cutting it away, you say it's what?
Can you call it bacon? It wouldn't be classed as middlings, although sometimes the middlings does go on with the bacon. You should notice a lot of bacon's got a lot of fat to it. That's the middlings. The middle part of the stomach, though.
Yeah. If you buy bacon in a big quantity, what would you call that? Before it's been cut. Before it's been sliced.
Well, you'd call it, I see it advertised all the time. Quite often, slab.
A slab?
Mm-hmm. Buy it by the slab, you get it cheaper.
And what do you call a kind of hog meat that's either ground up or you get it in links?
Sausage.
But the person who set up, cuts and sells, prepares and sells the meat.
The what?
The person who prepares and sells meat.
Who prepares the meat? Butcher.
Okay, would you, if you keep meat too long, what do you say happened to it?
It's going to spoil. It's not kept under, well, if you keep it too long anywhere, naturally, put it in a freezer, it'll keep for months at a time.
What about butter?
Well, if now there's two questions, two answers to that. If you keep ordinary butter, you can keep it for several months in the freezer and doesn't damage one bit in the world. But after a certain length of time, it may pick up an odor if you're not protected, some refrigerator odor. But if butter is sealed in a vacuum can like this coffee cans, it'll last indefinitely. That is keeping it in the freezer.
Yeah.
Now, if you didn't keep it in the freezer, it would get rancid. It wouldn't have a very bad, strong taste to it.